Today I want you to look with me at verse 7 of chapter 2 in the book of 1 Peter. And believe it or not, I'm not going to repeat today. I'm going to write on into verse 7. Unto you therefore, which believe, who have been saved, who have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, he is precious. That's the third time now in this chapter that we've come across the word precious. Precious. Oh, how precious Jesus is. Precious name, precious name. Oh, what a precious Savior we have. He is precious. Precious, I guess, could be best explained by saying that is a possession that means more to us than an ordinary possession. In other words, if something is very, very precious to us that we have, then it means more to us than others. Our home was broken into, a number of years ago now, and been quite a while ago, and a good many years ago, so we're over it, but it's a traumatic kind of thing. Our home was broken into, and quite a few things were taken that belonged to us, and a good part of my radio equipment was taken, and that kind of thing. But I had a 20-gauge Ithaca field-grade double-barrel 20-gauge shotgun that my wife had given me the first Christmas we were married. We were married in August, and Christmas, she had it was back in the time when those things were not, you couldn't buy them new, they weren't available new, but she found one through a friend and bought it for me, and it was a real sacrifice for her to do so, because we didn't have hardly anything in those days, and she bought it for me, and it was really a collector's item even then, and 2 years ago it was even much more so. But not only that, I really liked that gun. I really did. I appreciated it and liked it, and I would have given up any other that I had in the house. I didn't have very many, but they took them all. But I had things in the house that were precious should have been in my sight, but there wasn't anything that was taken that was more precious. One thing is it could not be replaced and could never be replaced. I couldn't replace it, and so therefore it was gone, and it was very precious to me, and I must admit that it hurt me terribly. Well, now, that's kind of an explanation of what the word precious is. Jesus should be precious to us. He should be so precious to us until we realize his presence and we think about him often. He should be so precious to us that everything that we do, we consider him. How is it going to affect Christ? How is it going to affect his kingdom? How is it going to affect his church? How is it going to affect the relationship that I have with him? Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. Now, if Jesus is not precious to you, if your home is more precious than Jesus, and you stay home on Sunday morning to clean your house instead of going to church, there's something wrong with you. If your automobile is more precious to you, and when you get a new automobile, you have to take it off on the weekend on trips so you can enjoy your new automobile, then you'd better check up to see if you're truly born again, because Jesus is not precious. If Jesus is precious to you, you're going to spend some time with him. You're going to spend some time with him in prayer. You're going to spend some time with him in meditation. You're going to spend some time with him in church. You're going to spend some time with him as you go out to work for him in whatever category you work in. You're going to find that as he is more precious to you, then you will certainly be making more spiritual sacrifices than you'd made before. He goes on to say, but unto them which be disobedient. Now that who have turned down this Savior, disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner. Now, whether you make him first in your life or not, God, or Jesus Christ, rather, is going to be the chief cornerstone. He is the chief cornerstone, and he is the head of the corner. And my dear friend, whatever you do with him is not going to change what God thinks of him whatsoever. And a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. Now, he's talking to Christians in these verses. He's talking to born-again children of God. What do you mean? He says, if he's disallowed, the stone which the builders disallowed, that's Jesus, the same is made the head of the corner. And a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. In other words, Jesus then becomes offensive to you instead of precious to you if you are a disobedient Christian. You know, that overwhelms me. I guess I've slowed down a little bit today. That overwhelms me to think that he is my Savior and he is my precious Savior, and I should make, as a priest, as a part of the priesthood, I should make sacrifices unto him, spiritual sacrifices. But if I am disobedient to him, unto them which be disobedient, if I don't obey him, if I don't obey the word of God, and that's the way he talks to me, through the word of God, of course the Lord impresses us too, but primarily, I know he will not impress you of anything that's not found in the word. All right, and we are disobedient to it. The stone which the builders disallowed, Jesus, the same is made the head of the corner. He's going to be the head of the corner. It doesn't make any difference what you do. He's going to trim you up someday. He's going to prune your tree, bless your heart. He's going to trim you up. When you stand before the judgment seat of Christ as a child of God, and the Lord begins to trim and prune and cut back your old dead works, you're going to wish then 10 million times that he had been more precious to you down here. All right, he still made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. Now, that means that if you don't obey him, you're going to be stumbling. If you don't obey him, Jesus is going to become an offense to you, and you're going to lose all the joy and the peace that you had because you haven't obeyed him, even to them which stumble at the word. That is, when you read the word and you stumble over it and try to find somebody to explain it that will make it say what you want it to say, you're stumbling at the word, being disobedient. The word says it, and you don't do it. I'm going to have to stop there, but I'm going to carry that thought just a little bit further tomorrow, and do pray for us and pray for the ministry of Sermon and Song.